So, what can you tell me at this point about personnel matter, I guess?
Well, Joe, what I can tell you is that there are times in communities and school districts where events happen that are both unexpected and just not welcome. And we had one of those events in the school district. We had reports of a staff member who did some inappropriate things, and I'm going to wait for the police report to come out to be more forthright on that because it is a personnel issue for the district. But that said, the district takes the safety, health, and welfare of all our students. That's the number one priority, and that's where we began to pursue what that's all about. Secondly, we as a government and as an institution believe one is innocent until proven guilty. And so we're taking that approach. And then thirdly, I appreciate you seeing me specifically for answers and questions as I can give them in a tough personnel situation, and would encourage anyone else in the community that has a question to ask me as opposed to putting staff members in a tough spot because they know nothing other than what I'm about to tell you. And finally, the staff member in question has resigned and law enforcement is pursuing the appropriate avenues.
And at this point, you're not naming that staff person, awaiting any formal charges or something.
Correct. It's not the place of the district to name the individual. That would be a law enforcement's prerogative to issue some sort of statement.
And when you say inappropriate things, does this involve children in the district being in danger or?
To our knowledge, there is nothing involving any children in the district at all. That said, the investigation through law enforcement is ongoing, and we're cooperating fully with law enforcement. But we have received nothing from the authorities that indicates anything happened on site, during work, or in the district.
What are the law enforcement that are involved here?
The two law enforcement agencies the school district has been dealing with are the FBI and the local police.
And the FBI, did they specifically come and search school district buildings? And if so, when did that happen?
We did spend about 5 hours Saturday morning doing an in-depth search of all the school district facilities under my supervision and with the assistance of John Painter, who was our technical advisor.
Okay. Did they tell you specifically what they were looking for?
Not really, no. I'm assuming, and this is me speaking, because they were checking primarily showers and restrooms and privacy type areas. They were looking for any kind of opportunity for someone to be viewing kids, and there was nothing found.
Okay.
The building actually got a clean bill of health.
The search warrant that the FBI told me about, did they present you with a search warrant to get into the buildings, or was that not an issue?
When working with a school district, there's a process called consent to search, and we typically give that consent, which we did, for all of our technical equipment and our facility. So there's no search warrant necessary to search to the degree it was wide open.